You don't have to be a member or even regular attender of this church, but simply a member of the body of Christ, that you have received Christ as your Savior and as your Lord. We do always encourage, the scriptures are sobering to us, that we want to examine our lives. And if there is anything that is blatantly against the Lord that we know of, that we are holding on to, that he's been working on and we haven't responded to yet, just to allow the elements to pass, to take it obediently. And even as we looked in Sunday school this morning, with fear and trembling, because we are coming to a holy God. So on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples. As we eat the bread together, we remember the body of Christ is given for us. The one who is our provider. The one who took upon himself our sickness, our disease, our sin, so that we might have life. Let us eat together. And after supper, Jesus took the cup and he gave it to his disciples. The cup represents the new covenant through the blood of Christ, that by his blood, our sins are washed white as snow. By his blood, the power of sin over our lives and its effects is broken. By his stripes and the shed blood, we are healed. And because of the shed blood, we will be united fully with him one day, even as we have been. And we will drink this cup together. Jesus said, I will not drink this cup again until I enter into my kingdom. When the marriage supper of the Lamb comes, we will drink with the one who has made us his church. In joy and in celebration of the one who has given himself and has made us his, let us drink together. Jesus, we are your church because we belong to you. Thank you for your perfect, finished work, your body and your blood given for us, that we might be yours. We pursue you. We submit to you because you are good. We love you. Amen.
Be glorified in Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me.
Church, you are His. You belong to Him. He is your Savior. He is your sanctifier. He is your healer. And He is your soon coming King. Enjoy, submit to His loving care over your lives, to His good purposes, to His good and perfect will. And pursue the oneness that He has for us. Pursue it deeper and deeper each day. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord shine His beautiful, beautiful face upon you. May the Lord grant you His perfect peace. In any way that the Lord is offering Himself to you. If there is prayer that you want, especially for healing, I invite you to come as we would conclude. But may the Lord bless you as you go this week as His church. Go in His peace. Amen.